In the morning came hope, for the horns of Turgon were heard, as he marched up with the main host of Gondolin. For Turgon had been stationed southward, guarding the passes of Sirion, and he had restrained most of his folk from the rash onslaught. Now he hastened to the aid of his brother. And the Noldor of Gondolin were strong, and their ranks shone like a river of steel in the sun, for the sword and harness of the least of the warriors of Turgon was worth more than the ransom of any king among men. Now the phalanx of the guard of the king broke through the ranks of the orcs, and Turgon hewed his way to the side of his brother. And it is said that the meeting of Turgon with Húrin, who stood beside Fingon, was glad in the midst of the battle. For a while, then, the hosts of Angband were driven back, and Fingon again began his retreat. But having routed Maedhros in the east, Morgoth had now great forces to spare. And before Fingon and Turgon could come to the shelter of the hills, they were assailed by a tide of foes, thrice greater than all the force that was left to them. Gothmog, high captain of Angband, was come, and he drove a dark wedge between the elven hosts, surrounding King Fingon, and thrusting Turgon and Húrin aside towards the fen of Serech. Then he turned upon Fingon. That was a grim meeting. At last Fingon stood alone with his guard dead about him, and he fought with Gothmog until a Balrog came behind him and cast a thong of steel round him. Then Gothmog hewed him with his black axe, and a white flame sprang up from the helm of Fingon as it was cloven. Thus fell the king of the Noldor. And they beat him into the dust with their maces, and his banner, blue and silver, they trod into the mire of his blood. The field was lost, but still Húrin and Huor and the remnant of the house of Hador stood firm with Turgon of Gondolin, and the hosts of Morgoth could not yet win the passes of Sirion. Then Húrin spoke to Turgon, saying, "Go now, lord, while time is, for you are the last of the house of Fingolfin, and in you lives the last hope of the Eldar. While Gondolin stands, Morgoth shall still know fear in his heart. Not long now can Gondolin remain hidden, and being discovered, it must fall," said Turgon. "Yet if it stands only a little while," said Huor, "then out of your house shall come the hope of elves and men. This I say to you, lord, with the eyes of death. Though we part here for ever, and I shall not look on your white walls again, from you and from me a new star shall arise. Farewell!" Maeglin, Turgon's sister's son, who stood by, heard these words and did not forget them. Then Turgon took the counsel of Húrin and Huor, and he gave orders that his host should begin a retreat into the passes of Sirion, and his captains, Echthelion and Glorfindel, guarded the flanks to right and left, so that none of the enemy should pass them by. For the only road in that region was narrow, and ran near the west bank of the growing stream of Sirion. But the men of Dol Lomin held the rear guard, as Húrin and Huor desired, for they did not wish in their hearts to escape from the Northlands. And if they could not win back to their homes, there they would stand to the end.